2019 is the year that the space economy blasts off. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. As you know, all this week we're looking ahead to 2019 and what's likely to be big in business and technology. And we tried to tell you this last year, but this year, the space economy is really going to take off. I am not trying to make another pun here, I promise. According to Space Angels, an investment firm that specializes in aerospace, private investment in space-related businesses has gone from a handful of companies and a couple hundred million dollars in 2009 to 375 companies and $15 billion today. The Trump administration is making space a huge economic priority and a military one, creating a new space command in December to oversee and organize the country's space-based operations. Kimberly Adams is a senior reporter at Marketplace and our resident space expert. She says these moves are all part of an international race that's got money at its core.
I think we're going to see a lot more push to organize regulations, to put more of the authority under the Commerce Department. The FAA is talking about maybe allowing some launches potentially from airports and things like that, just to make better use of what resources and facilities are out there to get more companies up in space more quickly.
Right. So everything is going faster. I assume that is related to the fact that the United States is not the only country pushing hard to get up into space and start making money up there, right?
Exactly. And I think that's going to be one of the other big themes in 2019 is sort of this global competition to make money in space. So China, major player in this, and they are moving like gangbusters to try to get more launches going and to really build out their space industry. You see India getting involved. The European Union has been involved for a really long time. I think there's going to be more effort there. And that means, in addition to the United States kind of streamlining its own regulations, there's going to have to be more global cooperation in terms of how the economics of space are going to work.
You're seeing the U.S. and certainly the past few months really embrace the idea of public-private partnerships as the way maybe to, you know, cut some of that red tape and start moving faster. What do you think about that approach and how does it compare to some of those other countries and how they're getting it done?
Yeah, I think there's a really stark difference, and this is something that's actually been highlighted by the Trump administration on a couple of different occasions, that back in the day, space activities, research, investment was from the U.S. government for government purposes. And now it's really shifted to the private sector in terms of where the funding is coming from and also in terms of where the returns are going. These aren't companies that are going out into space just for the joy of the research, although that's part of it. These are companies that see a real economic interest in making money by taking other people's research up to space, by launching communications satellite, by launching government satellites. It's an economic proposition for them.
That's Marketplace senior reporter Kimberly Adams. Tomorrow on the show, we'll be talking tech policy in 2019. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.